வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 11th of July, 1973, in London, England.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam. Movement, I am talking of yogas.
Yes.
What is my movement, that we shall discuss later. First of all, the question was the yoga. You asked me that. Yoga means to control the mind and the senses. So if one is not able to control the mind and senses, he does not know what is the meaning of yoga. You read Bhagavad Gita? Bring Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah. Where does Krishna fit into it? Where does Krishna fit into the yoga?
And where does Krishna enter into the system? That's his question.
Just like in the water, you are taking bath in a pool, something has fallen on the water. So your key has fallen. Now you'll have to find out. You are just trying to settle up the water and see where is the key. So when your mind and senses are controlled, then you can talk of Krishna. Before that you cannot. Because Krishna is missing. But uncontrolled mind, senses, you cannot capture Krishna. There is no question. The same example. When the water is agitated, you cannot see where your things have fallen. You have to wait to make the water calm and quiet, then you will see, here is my key.
How can we get to Krishna? How do you get to Krishna?
In the sixth chapter, the practice of yoga, the process.
To practice yoga, one should go to a secluded place.
Now, first of all, you have to find out a secluded place. Yoga practice is not possible in a hotel or in a public place. It is not possible. You have to find out a secluded place, first condition. Then,
And should lay kusha grass on the ground and then cover it with the deer skin and the soft.
Then there is process of making the asana, deer skin, kusha asana, then cloth. You have to sit down in that asana, asana dhyana dharana. Then
The seat should neither be too high nor too low.
Everything is there. It should not be too high, not too low. Then
and should be situated in a sacred place.
A sacred place. Just like formerly, those who are practicing yoga, they are going to Gangotri, where the Ganges is coming down, in the Himalaya, in the Haridwar, in a secluded, sacred place. These are the conditions, first condition. So where you are getting these conditions fulfilled? You cannot practice yoga in a hotel or in a club. That is not possible.
How do you decide whether a place is sacred? How do you decide whether a place is sacred or not? How do you tell?
What is a sacred place?
Sacred place, generally, we take as a lonely place, solitary place. If it is not solitary, it is not sacred.
The sacred the same as solitary?
Yes, they used to sit down in the Himalaya, where the Ganges is coming, that is a sacred place. If you go simply on the Ganges side, on the bank of the Ganges, Jamuna, you'll find immediately purified your mind, immediately. Or on a seaside, where there is nobody disturbing, these are sacred places.
Mm-hmm.
Then?
The yogi should then sit on it very firmly.
Then, yogi has to sit down very firmly, like this. Yes, straight, perpendicularly. Then?
And should practice yoga by controlling the mind and the senses.
Then he has to practice meditation for controlling the mind and the senses. First of all, asana, place, sacred place, asana, secluded place, alone, that is stated. These are the yogic process.
What do you mean by control your mind? If you're, control your senses. If your senses are controlled, can you see anything you wish, or hear anything you wish, or taste anything you wish?
First of all, thing is, what is the aim of practicing yoga? So, to achieve that end, that purpose, you have to control the mind. But the mind is very flickering, going here, there, there, here. So first of all, you must know what is the purpose of practicing yoga, why you should practice yoga. So in order to achieve that goal, you have to concentrate your mind. And therefore, you have to control the mind going here and there. That is control. Mind business is acceptance and rejecting. This is mind business. Immediately I accept, it is very good. Again, next moment, no, it is not good, reject. This is called flickering mind. So, by yoga practice, you have to make your mind in such a way that whatever you decide, that is correct. Not the state of rejecting and accepting. So first of all, you have to know why you are practicing yoga. As you ask the question, why control of mind, then the next question will be, why you are practicing, what is your aim? You are going to practice yoga, why? What is the aim?
To realize God.
That's nice. And therefore, you must have to concentrate upon God. Therefore, you have to control your mind. You have to withdraw your mind from any other engagement. Only concentrate on God. Then there is, what is God?
That's what you're trying to find out.
No, if you want to concentrate, find out God. Do you mean to say simply by practicing, you'll find out, you must know what is God. And that suppose you are purchasing some ticket, you do not know where to go. You do not know. You say, I'll have to find out where to go. What is this? Then why are you purchasing ticket?
Yeah. How can you focus your mind on God before you know what He is?
That's right.
Huh?
That's what I'm saying.
Huh?
He said, how can you focus your mind on God before you know what God is?
Yes. So then what is God?
That's what I came to ask you.
And then?
Well, he wants to know.
And that is Krishna. So, if you concentrate your mind on Krishna, that is yoga. That is first class yoga. That is stated, you know, list the last. Yoginamapi sarvesam madgata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajati jumam sami yuktatam. He is first class yogi, who is always concentrating his mind on Krishna.
On Krishna?
Yes. Only on Krishna. That is, yogi nam api sarvesa. You read the translation.
In the world yogis, he who always abides in me with great faith, worshipping me in transcendental loving service, is most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all.
Yes, this is the highest yoga. So, to concentrate your mind on Krishna, that is the highest perfection of yoga.
Yeah, but I want to know why Krishna in particular.
Then, if there is question of why, then you do not come to us. You can ask somebody else. Because Krishna is accepted, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by all the yogis, all the saintly persons. Therefore, there is no question of why. Krishnastu Bhagavan Sayam. That is the decision of the Vedic literature. All the acharyas, we have to follow Mahajana Jina Gatokhan, big personality. Now, in India, the big personalities in the modern age, Shankaracharya, Ramanujacharya, Madhyacharya, Vishnu Swami, Chaitanya, all of them accept Krishnastu Bhagavan Sayam. Formerly, 5,000 years ago, Vyasdev, before that Narada, everyone accepts Krishna, the Supreme Personality. So there is no question about Krishna's being the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why? Why? Because these people accept, the Shastra says, the Veda says, therefore He is the Supreme Personality.
That doesn't follow at all.
And then you will never be able to follow.
Just like,
why do you accept the Queen as the Supreme? Why?
We don't.
Huh? No. Then you are not very sane.
Yeah, but why? I mean, there's a thousand...
You say I do not, but you do so. You are by law, you are obliged to do so. You say publicly, then it will be something else. I am giving an example. No, officially she is the Supreme of India. That you cannot deny. If you do so, then your position, you know. Similarly, anything, call a spade. Everyone says that this is electric lamp, and if you say no, I don't say, then what can be done?
Do you believe we can see the electric lamp, but we can't see Krishna?
But that is, if you have to see through this shastra, shastra chakusha, that's like you see the sun, it is like a disc. But when you go through the shastra, authorized books, you understand that it is 1,400,000 times bigger than this earth. So what is the value of your seeing? Why do you believe you are seeing so much? Your all seeing is defective. You cannot say that you are perfectly seeing. You cannot say that.
Do you believe that there are other ways?
There is no question of belief. Now, the latest question. We believe that if I see, that is all right. But what is the value of your seeing? You cannot see beyond this world. Does it mean there is nothing? No, what is the value of your seeing? First of all, you consider. You are questioning that I cannot see. But what is the value of your seeing?
My seeing the electric lamp tells me that...
No, but you are seeing the electric lamp, but why do you believe so much on your seeing power? You cannot see so many things, even though you have got the eyes.
I have no reason not to believe.
Huh?
I've got no reason.
No, that is not good. If you say, I cannot see beyond this world, there is nothing, nobody will take your words.
Well, I don't know about that.
You can say you don't know, but you cannot say that because you do not see, therefore it is nothing.
No.
You cannot say that.
We're not denying that Krishna exists, but why?
You have to know by the process. By the process. You have to know by the process. Just like, can you see your father?
Can I see him?
And you cannot see. You can see?
I can see him.
So how you can see? Who is your father? How you can see?
Who is he?
Huh?
Who is my father?
Why? Why you accept somebody as your father? Why?
Only because my mother told me.
Huh? That's it. But you do not see. You do not see.
Yeah, why not?
So you have to believe the authority. Then you can see.
Yeah.
Your father existed before your birth. So you have to ask from mother, who is my father? And if she said, the gentleman is your father, then it's all right, it is easy. Otherwise, if he makes a research, who is my father? Go on searching for life. You will never find your father. Parabrahma param dhama pavitram param. This way. In the 10th chapter. Parabrahma param dhama pavitram paramam bhava.
Arjuna said, "You are the Supreme Brahman, the ultimate, the supreme abode and purifier, the absolute truth and the eternal divine person. You are the primal God, transcendental and original, and you are the unborn and all-pervading beauty. All the great sages such as Narada, Asita..."
No, he is referring to great sages on the authority.
"And Vyasa proclaim this of you, and now you yourself are declaring it to me."
Then, sarvamidam hridang manne.
"O Krishna, I totally accept as truth all that you have told me. Neither the gods nor demons, O Lord, know thy personality."
Yes. Immediately he understands Krishna. Sarvamidam hridang manne. Whatever you have spoken, I accept. Then there is no difficulty. And you are accepted by Devala, Narada, Vyasa. And you are speaking yourself, and later on all the acharyas have accepted, then I'll follow. Mahajana jina gatasya pantha. I'll have to follow great personalities. The same reason mother says, "This gentleman is my father," that's all. Finish business. Where is the necessity of making research? All authorities accept Krishna, the Supreme Person of the Godhead. You accept it, then your searching after God is finished. Why should you waste your time?
So if we say that Krishna is God, right?
Huh?
If we let's suppose that we say Krishna is God.
Yeah.
That's right. Then do you believe that there are other ways apart from the way that you're going to get to Krishna?
Yoga means to understand Krishna.
Yeah, right, but I mean practically...
But so when you understand Krishna, then there is no need of yoga.
I don't think you could ever understand God. I don't think how you could ever understand God.
No, if you go to the place, just like if you go to the airport, then you can understand which airship is starting from which gate, there are so many things you can see. But if you do not approach the airport, simply in other place, how you can study airport? First of all, come to Krishna. Then try to understand Krishna. And if you understand Krishna, you become liberated. First of all, we have to know that here is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then you try to understand. But if you do not approach there, where is your question of understanding it?
Yeah, but somebody else will say, "You come to us and I'll do this to you."
We are not concerned with some. We are concerned with the authorities, that's all. Somebody says, "He is not your father." We are not concerned. My mother says, "He is father," that's all.
Yeah, but if my mother tells me, I only believe it.
Then you are unfortunate. If your mother tells you lies, then you are unfortunate.
Yeah, but I only believe it because I give her the authority.
Generally we have to believe. Generally we have to believe mother. There is no other way. To understand the father, generally you have to accept the statement of mother. If your mother tells you lies, there is misfortune.
Yeah, but you're not giving us any sort of answers. You just sort of say, believe in us. Assume that you believe in us, right? To give us an answer.
Not believe, you have to believe.
Yeah.
You have to believe. Otherwise, you cannot make progress. You have to believe.
Yeah, but say in the position of not particularly believing in anybody. I mean, there's loads of organizations going on, believe in us.
No, if you don't believe, that is a defined thing.
What he's saying is this. Now, he's saying also this. This Guru Maharaj, he says, "You believe in me, and I'll show you everything." Now he's saying that what he's accusing is...
Who cares for the Guru Maharaj? He is Narada.
He cares.
They will have Vyasa.
But some people do,
anyway.
Yeah, they
don't
give us as convincing as you.
But everyone can say, "I'm God." Then I will understand. The Guru Maharaj says, "I can say also, he can say." then go on studying. Who is God? The same question. Everyone says, I am your father, I am your father, I am your father. But whom you have to believe? You have to believe only mother.
Okay, well, who's the mother in this case?
He's Shastra. Shastra reveals scriptures. They therefore, give information about the father.
Shastra Chakushad.
Yes? No, I won't. It'll tell you very almost identical information.
Well, I won't get something.
If you go in the Bible, it will say God is your father. Father means he is sufficient to beget a son. Now, if God is a boy, how can the son come out from a boy? But if God is a person,
we have no such
then
experience.
He can have a son, you see. Similarly, Krishna says, I'm the father of every living being. And for Bible and Bhagavad Gita, they're saying the same thing. But not that God is void or light. Not saying that. Somebody else is saying that, therefore, we're very, very skeptical now. He has not got the authority of these scriptures. If he says your father is a void, that is nonsense.
And where is our experience? From void a son is born. Where is your experience?
What do you mean?
Suppose you are a person. You have dropped from the void.
I'm not arguing for divine light or anything. I'm just
just take it philosophically. Can a person come from a void? Void means zero.
Yeah. Well, that's the same.
But a person is not zero. He has so many personal qualities.
I mean, if you just going to stick to strict logic, you can't. This isn't logical, is it?
Well, sometimes by logic you can find out what is false. What is truth, then we get from authority.
He says it's logic because, say, everything in that book fits in with everything else, maybe. So it's a total form of logic in itself.
Yes.
Your logic starts from the assumption that the book is correct.
Yeah.
Then why you are arguing? That is logic. Why you are arguing? Why don't you accept what I say? Why you are arguing?
Because so many
that is logic.
Say different things which conflict.
Therefore you are taking the shelter of logic. You are taking the shelter of logic.
Logic is arguing, isn't it?
Logic means argument.
Yeah.
Reasoning. Our logic is, because Krishna is accepted by all great authorities, we accept. Our logic is simple.
But Christians might say the same thing. They might say, look at the Bible, this is our logic.
Yes,
and
that's our life. They accept God.
Yeah.
We accept God.
Yeah.
The only difference is they do not know who is God. But we know who is God.
No, they know who is God as well.
No.
You won't get any good information about God. God is great, God created. Finish. That's not very much information.
But
God's son, a little more information about God's
you've
son.
You've got no more right to say you know who is God than they have.
Oh, well, we have a lot more information about God.
In which way?
In these Vedas. There's a difference between the arithmetic book you get in the first grade of school and the calculus book in terms of the amount of information. And we can tell you more about God because the Vedas give more information than the Bible. But the basic principle, God is there, God is a person, is in both places.
Jesus Christ is Son of God, therefore God must be person. A person can beget a son.
God exists now.
Yes, always exists.
But therefore where is he?
Why is he?
Where is he?
Where is he? With you?
Yeah.
He's here. Do you have no eyes to see? That's all.
He says, I'm sitting in everyone's heart. And from me comes knowledge, remembrance and forgetfulness. If you turn toward him, he'll give you knowledge. And you'll be able to see him. But you have to find out who to turn toward. Then you can turn.
Have you all seen Krishna?
What is that?
Yes, if we have all seen Krishna.
We're daily, every moment, see. Every moment. Otherwise, do you mean to say you are blindly following something?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just asking if someone comes on and joins you, do they see?
Yes. Why don't you see Krishna? There is picture of Krishna. Why don't you see? Driving horse. Here is Krishna. Why don't you see? If you see the photograph of your father, is it not seeing your father?
No.
No? What can you talk about?
All I was saying was, when someone...
Seeing the photograph of your father, is not seeing your father? That's your argument?
I don't think it is.
No, it's seeing a photograph. It's seeing a photograph of your father.
False?
Seeing a photograph of the Father.
Yes, now but God is absolute. God's and God's photograph, there is no difference. God's and God's name, there is no difference. Therefore, God is absolute. He is not relative. He can say the photograph is not my father, then because it is relative. But God is absolute. God's name, God's form, God's pastimes, everything is God. That you have to understand. Absolute nature. Otherwise, are these boys and so many thousands and thousands of devotees, they are chanting Hare Krishna. If Krishna, this name, is different from Krishna, are they foolishly simply chanting Krishna?
No,
Krishna and Krishna's name is the same. Krishna and Krishna's photograph is the same. That you have to understand. Krishna is absolute.
Krishna, do you mean Krishna is absolute and Krishna is everything?
Yes.
Then why does Krishna have a specific form?
No, why not? Krishna is everything. Suppose if I say, I am everything in this main institution, does it mean I have lost my personality?
But you are not.
No, if I say this Krishna consciousness movement, if somebody says that Bhaktivedanta Swami is everything, does it mean that I have lost my personality? That is material understanding.
Yeah, I don't see.
Krishna keeps his personality, still he is everything. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Mastani sarvabhutani nahang teshu avasthita. Although you do not find Krishna in somewhere, but his energy is acting. So one who has eyes to see how Krishna's energy is acting, he sees Krishna. Same example, because the Prime Minister's energy is working in that office, so the Prime Minister is there present. So everything is demonstration of the inner, just like you are in the room, you have not seen the sun, but as soon as the sun sign is there, you know the sun is there. You see the sun through the sun sign. Although it is not that sun has come into your room. The sun sign, coming of the sun sign within your room is sufficient knowledge to know that here is sun, sun is there. That is the Vedic statement, that you can understand there is fire when there is heat. If there is light and heat, then you can understand there is fire. That heat and light is sufficient. Now what is the heat and light? This is energy of the fire. So when Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, these material elements, bhumi, rapa, analo, bayo, earth, water, fire, air, they are my energies. So if one has studied Krishna, then as soon as he sees a great ocean, he sees Krishna. Oh, this is Krishna's energy. As soon as he sees a big anything, fire, water, anything, he sees Krishna, nothing but Krishna, because he knows exactly in the same way. As soon as you feel heat, you know that there is fire. You don't require to see the fire. But if you feel it is hot, there must be fire. This is studying Krishna. And this is called Krishna consciousness. To feel the presence of Krishna everywhere. So everything requires training, undergoing the process, then it is possible. It is not impossible. So if you also go, the training, the process, you learn to understand. It's not difficult.
To be Krishna conscious, one needs faith that Krishna exists. And
not only Krishna exists, what is my relationship with Krishna? What is my duty in that relationship? Everything.
But this is your yoga right now.
It's Krishna's yoga.
Yeah, okay. Well, but
yoga means connection. As soon as you study Krishna in this way, you make your connection in Krishna. There is perfection of yoga. Yoga means connection. The Sanskrit word, yoga. And the opposite word is biyoga. Disconnection. Yoga, biyoga. So yoga means, real yoga means to connect your relationship, your identity with Krishna. That is called yoga. Take a little prasad. Come on.
Oh, it tastes a little sweet.
Okay.
Come on.
You
can't. No, I'll give you.
Okay. Thanks.